You know we don't have to start an intro right when
we
you
have 3-2-1 every time.
3-2-1.
3-2.
Also, little did you know that this is the intro.
Holy shit.
Threw that curveball at you. Welcome to New Men About Town.
You act like you played softball this year.
I did.
Did you?
I did play softball, yeah.
Oh, I thought that you dropped off.
No, I was in two leagues. I dropped out
of
one.
Oh, dropped out of one.
Yeah, so it was taking up all my Sundays and Thursdays. So I chose Thursdays because I bowl on Thursdays as
well. Oh,
so it's just kind of like a seamless, like Thursdays are always occupied.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
Block that date off.
By the way, New Man About Town is this Chuck Charles, the voice of, joined with Patches, who's veering off the list here, which is very unusual. Normally that's my job to do, but apparently Patches is feeling it on this episode.
I tell you.
Is it because you're in a new environment? Like, you veered off where you normally hang out, which is in the Green Bay area, and I said, no, this time you gotta come down about a mile from where I live.
You drove me through Stephen Avery's parking lot.
Wow.
And we came out here to a bar here in Menasha. But I do, honestly, I love Menasha. I love Nina.
This is one of the staples of Menasha, tonic.
For
those of who know me, they know that I really enjoy tonic. I'm here just about every week. Every Tuesday, I come here and jam because my favorite bartender is here on Tuesdays, and that would be Brandon. So if you come here on a Tuesday night, you don't have to ask for him. He's the only one working. Just know that it's him.
Yeah, and this place is bumping. What, about 10 o'clock from 9 to 10 on a Tuesday? This place is packed.
It was, but that was the crowd just packing up and getting ready to leave because, you know, the crowd's a little bit, let's just say it's on the older side on a Tuesday night.
Are you trying to say that the packed crowd was packing up?
Isn't that exactly what I said? Now, I know you're getting antsy over there because you want to know what we're drinking.
Oh, my gosh. What are we drinking?
Well, you tell me. I don't know what you have.
So here's kind of the funny thing is that I've been drinking vodka sodas only.
Yeah.
Vodka sodas only. However, we're at Tonic, and I accidentally got poured a vodka tonic.
Oh, well, you know what? There was probably no accident behind that because Brandon's been, he's been telling you jokes since we got here, and that's just the kind of guy that he is. I, of course, have my raspberry White Claw. But
Claw Daddy. What do you mean, of course? This is the first time you've ever had a Claw Daddy on air.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, normally it's vodka cranberry.
Yeah.
Oh, vodka seltzer with a splash of cranberry. Oh, well, this is like the lighter version of that. It's damn near the same thing. Also, I just do want to say that my favorite thing to get here are the Yeg Bombs because...
Oh, fucking Yeg Bombs.
Yeah.
Fucking Yeg Bombs.
They're my favorite here, and I'm not gonna say why. I want you to show up and experience why with me. That's
are we
gonna
do
Yeti
Bomb right now or what?
In a bit. We just got started. We gotta talk about you. You have two items. You're double fisting right now. You're not done telling us what you're drinking yet.
Oh shit! I forgot. They have a special here Sunday through Saturday, and for those of you in America that understand what that means, that's every day of the week. That's 7 days a week. They offer $2.50 for a large Miller Lite bottle.
That's an 18-ounce bottle.
18-ounce bottle.
Also available in Bud Light and I believe Coors Light.
Yeah.
And Budweiser and Miller, but, you know, I don't know anyone who drinks those. Everyone drinks, like, the light version of beer.
Yeah, but trying to keep the calories down.
You know, yeah, that's fine. First time that you've been doubling up, and I was shocked because you're like, well, this is such a big deal. Like, it's such a big bottle of beer for $2.50 that you just had to go experience it. Okay. How does that even taste good? He's immediately drinking one after the other. That's got to be terrible.
It's not great. Honestly, it's not great. I only got a 40-minute drive home, so it's not even that big of a deal.
Gotta make it go by fast. No, we do not encourage that. Get out of here with that noise, Patches.
No, I only got two drinks. I've been here for about, we'll be up here for about 3-4 hours, so definitely don't drink and drive.
No, he paces himself.
Can I chime in here real quick?
I chime in!
I'm looking at some of these specials. I mean, gosh, no wonder this is a staple in the area. They have $1 domestic mugs on Sunday. Have you been here on a Sunday?
Of course I have.
My gosh.
I don't think there's a day of the week that I haven't been here.
$2 domestic bottles on Monday. They got $3.50 pints on Tuesday. $4 Jim Beam pints on Wednesday. $2 beers on Thursday. Liney Friday. Get all the pints for $3. Light cans for $1.50 and original bottles for $2. And Saturday, they get old fashions for $3. How the hell they do that?
And we have to make note of their Packers specials. So they have $1.75 light and high life pints, $3 Liney pints, and they also do $3.50 Terrapin pints if you want to get it a little crafty in your beer.
A little crafty.
Yeah, a little crafty up in there. And every pint purchase, you get entered to win 2 tickets to the December 15th Packers-Bears game.
Dang.
You know where that game is, right?
Lambeau.
Absolutely.
It's like Lambeau.
It's that lovely Lambeautiful.
Lambeau Field.
Or Lambeautiful, however you want to say it. It's been a couple weeks here, as it has been, but we promise we're going to try to ramp it up a little bit more.
What are we going to do about that, Chuck?
Well, we're going to try to make it to a place every Tuesday instead of just every other. And we might have something special, maybe something visual out there for the people.
Ooh, we might do a little visual?
We might get visual.
We might also create some events on Tuesdays.
Ooh, Tuesday Booze Day with the Men About Town.
For specials.
There it is right there. That's how it is.
Yeah.
That's how it's called.
Ooh.
Tuesday Booze Day with Men About Town.
Yeah.
New Men About Town.
Might have some specials coming out there for people specifically coming out to watch us live.
Absolutely. Let's recap what's happened since the last episode.
My gosh. Chuck, I don't remember.
Well,
wait a
that
minute.
Was one of my locks.
Are we foreshadowing for Locke?
You hosted a Halloween party where you just slayed at Cornhole.
I did. And honestly, you know, for all our loyal listeners that know what my lock was, I lost a game of Pong, and I basically was like, you know what? I only have one more game to lose all night. Let's hop off the beer pong. Let's get on the cornhole. I played you in a couple games of cornhole, didn't I?
Yeah, it wasn't fun at all.
Yeah. No. I called no life like 14 times.
I just immediately stormed out.
Yeah, you
I
actually
went to a
did.
Different party.
Yeah, you left pretty quick there for maybe an hour and a half or so, but it was a lot of fun.
No, we took a shot of very good tequila, which I'm not a big tequila drinker, but that stuff was not too shabby.
Yeah.
I don't know. You must have ordered a gallon of it because that bottle was huge. I also do not want to know how much you dropped on that.
Three quarters of the bottle disappeared that night.
Oh my God. Goodness.
I didn't drink much. I only had probably like 8 to 10 shots of tequila.
What were you dressed up as? Let's remind the people.
Okay, so my girlfriend was, her name is Ariel, and I don't know if you know those of you that know this, but Ariel is a mermaid from a famous movie.
Oh, you know what? I think ABC had a recent live musical version.
Yes, called The Little Mermaid.
Yeah,
and
that's what it was.
She
I couldn't remember.
Ariel falls madly in love with Prince Shmene. I don't know the whole story, but either way.
I've only seen the version where her and Ursula get together.
It's
a little muff maid.
Is that on the internet?
It's a little muff maid.
Either way, King Triton is her daddy. So naturally, I went as King Triton, and Chuck just hates this. But we're in this huge daddy phase in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and it's only getting worse. So I went as King Triton.
I don't know if it's more so a phase or a lifestyle.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think you might be.
I don't have any.
Mr. International Leather Week in Chicago.
Legally, I don't have any kids. So if anybody's trying to pursue this, Jesus.
I also went to a Halloween party other than yours.
Well, what did you dress up as?
An identity thief. So my costume was really cheap, and I just bought name tags, and I wrote everyone's name down and stuck them all over me. Where I woke up the next morning, there's one like directly in the middle of my ass. So
yikes.
I don't remember how that happened. Also, there's a video of me out there where I fell asleep with pizza on my chest.
Yikes.
Yeah. I mean, still jacking everything on, but
I should have counted.
I
should have said your lock was going to be my lock last week.
Yeah, that's too easy of a lock. And you have a really easy lock this week as well.
Yeah.
Also, we ran into each other.
Yeah.
Out and about.
Yeah, yeah, we did.
Which
about
rarely,
the town.
Rarely ever happens, and that was at, I believe, none other than Ned Kelly's.
Ned Kelly's bar, yeah.
Ned Kelly's having a good time there.
Right downtown, yeah.
Yeah, and then we were there for a little bit, and then I jetted to, you know, pretty
Dickheads.
Much home.
Yeah.
Home for me. And you actually went home, I think.
Home meaning Richard Cranium's for Chuck there. Yeah, I did actually. I headed home, played a little bit more beer pong at my house with a few friends, and I passed out. But you apparently were out almost till bar closed.
Yep, yeah.
And then you woke up early
Sunday
to do what?
Just to get back after it. Just to get back after it, back at my favorite place. No, we were hoping to have so much more to talk about after we ran into each other on Saturday. I'm pretty sure we did make that a point, but
yeah.
Unfortunately, neither one of us can.
Yeah.
Like, we browned out.
Yeah,
a little
bit,
you know?
Yeah.
Like,
so
we remember seeing each other. We just don't know like specifics.
I remember we were talking about.
Look at you. Can't even make.
I
something
remember
up right
you
now.
Being there. And I remember us talking for probably 25 minutes.
Like,
and I just can't remember exactly what we said.
25 minutes was going on there.
Yikes. Never a dull moment downtown Green Bay.
We've covered intro, what we're drinking, and for the first time extensively, specials going on at an establishment.
And you don't mind me cutting you off. I do want to choke back to last week with the sardine can. They did an unbelievable job. Hosting us, and their specials every day. Their staff every day is just amazing.
Well, just the sheer activities that they constantly have going on there. I think the next day they had the Real Men Wear Pink party that looked like it was pretty live.
Yeah,
they've got that giant shot pull.
Yep,
and just
yeah, they cater to everyone, yeah. and honestly, in every single situation, they make everybody feel like they're part of the crowd.
And that was What's Happened About Town, brought to you by Sardine Can. Just kidding.
Thanks for the payment on that one.
Yeah. No. So we've recapped that. We've talked about what we're drinking. Now we got to... What are we looking forward to? What's happening about town that's really caught your eye? I know this week you said in our mini pre-show meeting, but don't worry, I had one of these weeks a couple weeks ago.
Honestly, for those listeners, I know a few of them out there are part of the Thornberry Creek at Ledgeview. There's some nice events happening around the area in some of the local communities, which I obviously won't go too deep into, but I'm excited to be a part of those. As well as with the Green Bay Chamber, there's a nice organizational event, that a big network event where everybody gets 2 minutes to talk.
I'm glad you brought that up, because we emphasize the fact that we're not just new men about the nightlife, but truly about town.
We're planning on getting to a new movie next Tuesday, and I can't think of what it is, but it comes out on Saturday. Oh, what big movie comes out on Saturday? I can't even think of it.
I'm not a movie buff.
Either way,
we're going
to it next Tuesday, and we're all bringing flasks in. So,
as you should.
Yeah, naturally.
All right, well, we talked about our big highlights on what we're looking forward to.
What are we going to do next?
What are we doing next? Well, I mean, you got a picture of the rundown over there. I'm surprised. I mean, what did you even take the picture for if you're not using it?
Yeah, but you're our contributor to the...
No, I am the, I guess, the host, if
the
you
host,
will.
Yeah.
All right. Our locks of the week.
Oh, shit. I thought we were going to talk about...
What?
Nothing. I knew we were going to talk about locks of the week, but I just wanted you to say it.
To say what?
Locks of the week.
Oh. Are we talking about something else?
Yeah. No. I don't think so.
What are you doing right now?
These Miller Lite's got something in them over here.
Yeah, a lot of beer in that bottle. That's what's in there.
What was your lock last week?
My lock last week, well, it was that you were going to black out at your Halloween party.
Did that happen?
Yes.
Chuck Charles 2-0 on lock of the week.
What was yours?
We
already discussed yours a little bit.
Yep, mine was that I was going to lose no more than 2 games in cornhole or beer pong all night. And I played, honestly, I think it was 12 or 13 games, and I lost 1 game. However, I ran away from the beer pong table after I lost once, so I won the lock, but I did kind of like...
You altered it, but you know what? You controlled your own destiny on that one, so I can't be upset about it.
Well, that brings us to this week's lock of the week, and I got you that you're going to drink more... than 13 drinks. So if you drink 13 or less, you win. If you drink more than 13, you lose. Well, if you drink less than 13, I lose. If you drink more than 13, I win.
Now, are we talking in a matter of hours or days or whole week? Or?
7 days.
Oh, my gosh. That's
two a day.
That's too easy.
Two a day keeps the doctor away. That's what he always said.
That's too easy. That means you're going to get that lock. I can cover that in a day.
All right. Day and a half.
Day and a half. I'm not saying I might enjoy myself the next day, but I'd like to... It gives me great pleasure to see you succeed in these locks of the week, because at this point, we owe each other two drinks.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure when these are... When are we going to pay these off? We should actually have like a tally board of some sort to keep score. Because at some point, we'll be like 2-0. Wait, are we at 7? Are we at 13?
14, oh, yeah.
Yeah. At, you know?
14, 2. So,
yeah, we're going to have to get a... Maybe just like a whiteboard, you know?
So now my lock is, to people from the rest of the United States, insane. But to people from Green Bay, it's like, oh, yeah, that probably makes sense. Like, one of these guys doing a... podcast about these, you know, local breweries and drinks and stuff like that. Probably not a big deal, but you know what? You're going to do it. And I know for a fact that I'm going to be 3-0 next week.
I am going to do it. I mean, there's no way that I can't. Unfortunately. Two a day.
Follow us at New Men About Town, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Follow Chuck Charles at Chuck Charles.
No, What the Chuck 99.
What the Chuck
99.
Waiting for that. That's perfectly timed.
You're Patchy Poo.
Patchy Poo 1, 2, 3.
There it is, buddies. Until, next week, Patches.
Until next week, we'll see you at a bar. Stop on out. Let's have some fun.